I couldn't have dreamed this big. I couldn't have. I had parents who said, I want better for my kids than what I experienced in life. It always seemed to us growing up that they had a purpose, and because of that purpose, no matter what they did things with excellence. Part of my purpose is to be an educator of women. I'm so serious about that. It's unbelievable. When you understand what's going on with yourself, and when you understand that you're not alone, it's so ridiculously empowering that it allows these women then to carry forward in their healing process.
It looks empty.
The subspecialty of urogynecology and my sitting in the department of urology as a clinician and also as a researcher is so unique. I definitely know I'm supposed to be at Weill Cornell Medicine because of the opportunities that this university setting has given me. All of my family is in Australia, and I live in the United States, and that's isolating. Sometimes when I feel alone or I feel by myself, I think that that translates to how I approach patients in the office, because I have an understanding that this patient could be alone in this diagnosis, or she's revealing to me something that might be very scary and isolating for her.
I have two questions.
Okay, tell me. My patients inspire me by the fact that they're able to face their fears. They come to see me, they show me and they tell me the problem, and they overcome that fear. That's incredible. And so if we all overcame some of our fears, it would be unimaginable where we'd be at.